Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a holistic kind of guy, you know, my whole life. And I just felt like you're supposed to hurt, you're supposed to ache, you're supposed to feel like, you know, you're getting old. But that's not the case. I don't feel that way anymore. It's been because of this product. And the biggest thing is I don't get up to go to the bathroom like I did before. I seem to get a better night's sleep, you know. I really do. I just think, you know, this Balance of Nature just took it to the next level.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. You know, there's a lot of truth to this song. Have you ever listened to the words? The slow parade of fears, too. We have had a slow parade of fears. If I would have asked you, I remember the first year I was in radio doing this show in particular, that we talked about a virus that year and the next year. And it's pretty amazing how it's been sort of a slow trickle of fear of amplifying the fear. There was a great study that I used to talk about all the time on the show that categorized a three, it was like a, each, this guy was from, I think, Malaysia, and he wrote this study and said, if I've gone back through all of the hype and the fear, and there's always one that emerges where the media will hit strong for 3 solid months. And then at the end of 3 solid months, you'll never hear about it again. During the 3 months, they'll say millions and millions and millions and millions of people will die. And then at the end of 3 months, they'll never say they were wrong. They'll never say there was only 2 or there were only 600 people worldwide that died. That's just it. You just never see it again. And they're on to the next headline, the next big story. But it usually 2.5 to 3 months is usually about the time that it takes the media to really, really pound on it 24/7 because it's great headline news. Okay. So we have that facet going on, but I want to go a little bit deeper with you in the show today because I want to talk just a little bit about what are the odds of something coming and will we have something coming? And I think that's probably a really important aspect of this. There's been a lot of news, about exercises conded three months ago, that a coronavirus pandemic could kill 65 million people. Okay. And there's a lot of talk about this at an event called Event 201, and it was held in New York City. And on October 18th, John Hopkins Center for Health Security, in conjunction with World Economic Forum, and of course, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Let me just remind you about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Here's Bill Gates acting like depopulation would just be a super idea. Here you go.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Wait a minute. If we did a really good job on health, we could lower the population? Okay, here we go.
$10 billion over the next 10 years to make it the year of the vaccines. What does that mean exactly?
Well, over this decade, we believe unbelievable progress can be made, both inventing new vaccines and making sure they get out to all the children who need them. The benefits there in terms of reducing sickness, reducing the population growth, it really allows
the society a chance to
take care of itself once you've made that intervention.
Could be because there's lots of, I think, sterilization going on within what he's talking about. But he's been at the helm of this, and he did partner with the CDC. I want to remind everybody, he partnered with the CDC. They don't let anybody partner, right, with the CDC unless you're Bill Gates, a computer guy. Just because he puts money into a foundation, all of a sudden now, they're very, very interested in what he's doing and his research and everything. It's just awfully odd that a computer guru ended up partnering with the CDC and in his quest to manufacture over 300 new ways to inoculate somebody around the globe. It's just strange, right? I think it's awfully weird, and I think that needs to be looked at. But this event, 201, held in New York City, brought 15 leaders of business, government, public health, right? Create a scenario in which a coronavirus pandemic was ravaging the planet. And the current corona, you know, virus outbreak that originated in China didn't really begin until what? We didn't start hearing about it till December. So kind of interesting. Now, the Johns Hopkins Center has a long sort of strange... This is where McCain went for his brain surgery and then went right back to the Senate after the Obamacare vote that he went up against. Anyway, Johns Hopkins has a really weird history. And I have to, Johns Hopkins is just, whenever I see that name, I'm very, very skeptical. I'm very, very skeptical about some of the aims of Johns Hopkins. And I could probably do another hour on that. I think I actually have done a segment on that. But they do have some very strange ties to some very strange things. So the fact that they did a partnership for health security with the World Economic Forum and the Bill Gates Foundation, why does that not surprise me that that's the institution that they would go to? Okay. Johns Hopkins, I know a lot of people think they have a very, very stellar reputation. It's Johns Hopkins, like it's, you know, oh my gosh. But so does the Rockefeller Foundation. And I don't trust the Rockefeller Foundation because the ties are kind of strange. So without getting into the weeds on Johns Hopkins, I did find it kind of strange, that this was the deal. So they were talking about a simulation, right? A fictional virus called CAPS, C-A-P-S. And like I said, they were, this was about a pandemic originated from a pig farm. Okay. But it is strange. They're putting out a number, 65 million people. And they are saying, you know, 6 months of this supposed virus, you know, around the globe, let's prepare for this. We do a lot of preparing for these kinds of things. This isn't the first time they've had a drill. It won't be the last. But I do find it interesting that Bill Gates gets kind of excited about depopulation and sort of inserts it in his conversations as something that works and is great, as if people are expendable and it doesn't really matter. So we had a claim of 46 million Chinese are now under quarantine. That's more than half of all of California, and that the virus is jumping around. And that China is restricting travel for 46 million people across 16 different cities, right? And what will this actually look like? So there have been 2 deaths reported outside Wuhan, right? And then, of course, some residents are displaying symptoms. And you've got all these little pieces that people are reporting on right now. A case in 63 suspected cases in the U.S., okay? One senator says 3 confirmed across Minnesota, Illinois, right there in Illinois where we're live, Jersey and California. So here's some of the things going on, and there could be a quarantine going on. Are they delivering sort of a what looks like a very kind of noxious gas over the city? And one person had put up on Twitter that they were raiding, R-A-I-D as in the chemical raid, the people, the city itself. Being under quarantine, there's a lot of things that I think are coming. I really do. And I don't minimize that because I think that if you are somebody that understands biblically, if you've read the book, so to speak, you know how the story ends, so to speak, that I think we could probably all agree that that would not shock us, right? And that we understand that things will come, that trying to get rid of big sectors of the population, will things be manufactured? I absolutely think so. Yes. I'd say that to you off the air too. Yes, I absolutely think so. Now, we've had a slow trickle of all of these types of viruses, SARS and everything else. We've had, you know, you name it, right? H1N1. And that people have died. It hasn't been the pandemic that they always say a pandemic is. But certainly people have died because there are illnesses. And they can actually break illnesses out of the bag, can't they? They can actually bring Spanish flu back. And I love the show we did on Spanish flu, by the way, and how it actually got started. And the truth behind that. But nonetheless, can something be created? Yes, I absolutely think it would be in these case scenarios. I think that that our immune systems have been taking a beating for a really long time. I think that they have a lot of plans for this. In reading on our own government website on what they actually admit to, they've been obviously discussing this for decades and talking about the problems to your civil liberty when they decide that they can move in and that they can tell you that you are quarantined. Can they quarantine America? Is a quarantine the equivalent of making it so that you can't travel? Is that what a quarantine is? Or is a quarantine mean that you're in your house, you can't leave, and that you would be monitored? They sure would need an awful lot of monitoring, wouldn't they, to be able to do that? Excuse me. But they even talk about on the government website, the judicial system, holding up reasonable community restrictions, legal and logistical questions loom like this. They admit this. Who has the power and under what criteria to order closings and for what period of time? Can they order school closings and work closings? Can they order just travel? Where does it start to really infringe upon you, the person? And then they go on to say this. What threshold of disease should trigger closings, and should thresholds be different for different entities? And then under what circumstances should compensation for closings be paid by the government? And what should the penalties be for noncompliance? You know, your punishment for not jumping in line with this. And these questions about this enforcement, this assurance of the population that the government's in charge. One thing that does not soothe me is the government being in charge of something like this. At all. But they do talk about this quite a bit, and they actually go through death tolls based on mild pandemics and severe pandemics, with a more severe pandemic saying that it could erase about 62 million people globally. 96% of those deaths, though, occurring in a developing world, because they'll move in with a certain amount of quarantining, which means deprivation of your civil rights in order to do that. Now, some of you go, well, I might agree with that because I don't want it to spread. I understand why you think that. I understand. I get it. But I think that if people realize that something was real, I think the problem is going to be whether it's manufactured or not. I think people are going to have a definite problem with, because I actually think that they would quarantine way more than they needed to and take away more civil rights than they ever needed to in order to try and appease, you know, people that it was actually, something was actually being done. And the government also goes into a lot of different factors, they have huge essays on this from the health departments coming out on this and really talking through it, like really, really, really talking through this. So a couple of the things I want to talk about when I get back from the break are the Zika virus crisis of 2016, where everybody was telling me that we were going to have mass deaths because of the Zika. And so, as you can tell, I probably err on the side of they're hyping this up, usually either for a distraction in the media to something that's going on, or they like to hype it up every few years as the slow crawl toward all these things can harm you, citizen. We will always be on top of it to help you so that when the big one breaks, trust us even more. How's that for a wrap-up sentence going into the next segment? That's how I honestly feel. I know something big will come. I know several things will come. But I think it's when is the slow crawl going on and when are we actually facing something large? And I actually do want your calls, 888-673-1450 on this. I'd like to know what you think. But I'll go back to the same guy that was in charge of SARS that is in, that's doing this too. That comes from John Rappaport, a journalist who tries to tell the truth, does a pretty good job. I'll come back with his take on it and a couple of other items I want you to be aware of too. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So glad you're tuned in on a Friday. I know, it's a hard topic for a Friday, to tell you the truth. It is, it's a little tough. Coronavirus, we're talking about coronavirus. The hype, is it not? Do we have something coming? I think we do at some point, yes. I'm not quite sure that this is it, but I think John Rappaport agrees with me, a journalist. He was talking about this, and he was saying this. You know, the Chinese government has locked down Wuhan, the city of 11 million people. Owing to the threat of the coronavirus. And there's travel restrictions in several other Chinese cities. And what does all this prove? Because when we say quarantine, what does that really mean? Are we putting camps? Or you just can't travel? So he says nothing. Nothing. It proves that the Chinese government wants to install tighter controls. It doesn't lead to the conclusion that a coronavirus is making people sick or killing them. Because really and truly, it's mostly about how many people are just infected with it, right? Like we were talking about with Melissa on Wednesday. So during the so-called Zika virus of 2016, women in several countries were told not to get pregnant because the virus might cause brain damage for their babies. Remember the one photo they kept sending out? The one picture of the one baby? That head was misshapen? That was a form of lockdown too. And you know, if it were instituted for good reason, then we would be seeing mass numbers of babies all over the world with smaller heads and brain damage as that one little baby's photo was constantly shown. As the virus was going to spread, you'd see more and more pictures, but we didn't. We're not seeing that. And I remember John Rappaport covering Zika extensively, and so did we on the show. And there were a lot of people that were yelling at me. They were mad at me off the air. How could you not understand what's going on? Millions will die, because they kept listening to the sounds of the corrupt sounds of our media. But the measures that government authorities enact, they don't constitute proof of a harmful virus. And so otherwise, presidents and kings could write science all day long simply by issuing orders, right? So now we're seeing photos of people lying in the street and perhaps other Chinese cities, so-called victims of the coronavirus. And the answer still is nothing. It doesn't prove anything. And we've seen pictures of four or five people lying in the street. Or on a hospital floor in a city of 11 million people where they say this is rampant enough that they have to put on all these restrictions. I think this really is, like John does, a censoring of our senses, a slow trickle of it's okay if the government's in charge and will make decisions on restrictions, you'll get used to it, citizen. I think that's one of the blatant messages on this. And then it talks about patents. The text of a patent for a coronavirus is circulating wide. And what does that prove? Well, nothing. They go back, clear back to 1984, by the way. Clear back farther than 2003. But on the coronavirus patents, one in the US, one in the UK, they both refer to vaccine development at the same time, right? To contradict this. And we also know that Bill Gates has been working steadily with the CDC to develop 300 more vaccines. Now, you have to figure in a country like ours where we have good sanitation, that's absolutely unnecessary. Absolutely unnecessary. Usually it's bad sanitation that allows things to spread. Okay? We don't have those problems. We don't have those problems of, say, in the core of India. And so So the comforting development in this should be that the Chinese researcher, Nishan, who discovered the SARS virus in 2003, is now at the forefront of all of these new announcements on coronavirus that's shaken up China. And his mere presence on the scene, is a warning sign. They're saying that this was the exact same thing as SARS. A lot of talk, not a lot really, really going on. And so people who have ordinary flu symptoms, too, are sometimes swept up into the suspected, the word suspected, quote unquote, of being coronavirus because it's all the same types of symptoms. How do you know? And so they can say a lot of things are suspected. You have a cold, it's suspected that it's coronavirus. And so just with that being said, 800 out of 7 billion people that live in pretty close quarters, you can't even prove that 800 people even died from SARS back in 2003, which is what their claim was. And if you look now, that's the claim from the World Health Organization. But the whole program of epidemic detection, is it fraud? Because they'll call anything a pandemic, even with one death, it's a pandemic, right? Because it's just the crossing of lines of countries, of states. So anyway, we did pass money as a Congress, by the way, for the last one we had. And what happened to that? Nobody ever knows where that money goes. Millions and millions and millions of dollars are always appropriated inside of an emergency session. You know, they can get in and appropriate dollars because we have a pandemic coming. Where does that black hole money go? Nobody ever asks after the fact. Where'd it go? There's no accounting for it. Anyway, so here's the nugget that John delivers, and that is the World Health Organization claims every year that there are between 3 and 5 million cases of ordinary run-of-the-mill flu in the world. 3 to 5 million. Resulting in 300,000 to 650,000 deaths. And the symptoms are indistinguishable from SARS and all the viruses of coronavirus that's been around a long time and all of the viruses combined. Okay. For some reason, they don't declare ordinary flu as an ongoing epidemic or pandemic. Why is that? Why do they always call it the new mystery one? So they choose SARS, for which the cause is absent, and they call that the epidemic. And it's caused 800 deaths versus 290,000 to 650,000. Does that make any sense? It doesn't. It makes no sense. What it says to me is that they carefully and very craftily want to develop a scare on something that they're calling mysterious, even though it's certainly not mysterious. And scare the pants off people, induce them to willingly accept greater surveillance wherever they go, step up police, military presence, cameras, enact quarantines, restrict travel at the drop of a pin, you know, restrict travel, just like that. Hypnotize, really, populations is the way John puts it. I would say it's just a slow trickle of propaganda that allows us to believe that this is just part of our lives now, and it's necessary, and safety and security above freedom. Also, I just want to mention this too, that that we have a pretty big problem going on with the fact that we have these patents, and the fact that we have a really big issue here, if you want to look at it too, in who this profits, you know. Will Bill Gates holding an event scare the pants off some people in America? Yes, because we get word of an event where they're absolutely going over the idea of killing off 65 million people as a true possibility. But does he also profit on the flip side of that too, with pharma and with all of the things he's involved in? Yes. There are actually 19 different coronavirus patents that were filed well before the outbreak even started. Some going back clear till 1984. And is this a manufactured outbreak, a false flag outbreak, right? A testing of sorts. And I really do mean that. A testing either to provide levels of propaganda every other year to us for the new illness, or testing in general just to see what would happen. Do the citizens even put up a fight 5 years from now after being through three more illnesses that we're going to see over the next 5 years? Will they even put up a fight when there's major quarantining going on beyond travel? Because we've had Zika, we've had SARS, we've had Ebola, we've had avian flu, H1N1. I mean, the list goes on. Just in the last, 30 years? 25 years. So they also say that a lot of people are absolutely profiting off this in healthcare businesses, from food to doctors to insurance to drug companies. And there's always a reason that they would go to bat on this to try and develop more and more scare. It does make me very, very suspicious about this. But there's lots of strains, just like there's different strains of the flu. There's lots of strains of this. It's been around for a long time. It's not brand new, as they'd like you to think. And it's obviously patented. It's patented for a reason, I understand, so that they can do continuous work on this, so they can have it in these labs. I understand what they're doing. But at the same time, you have to wonder about those patents. And it's the canine respiratory coronavirus, right? That's one of the patents from, 2008. Okay. The peptide compounds for detecting or inhibiting SARS coronavirus. That's all one word, SARS coronavirus. Okay. Mutations of all of these things are constantly worked out in labs in America and all over the world. And I could go through the names of all 19 patents, but I think the main theme is they all have something very much in common, and that is they're all pointing to pretty much the same thing, minus a variation of strain, but it's the same. So we have a lot of information out there. The Chinese markets at the center of the coronavirus are selling weird meat like wolves and rats and camels, okay? You've got reports today of Science Magazine talking about 200 infections with new coronavirus, not deaths, infections, which people can get over coronavirus. It's not a death sentence. They're talking about it now being in their eyes. We know that... that we are going to have outbreaks. I never, ever, ever minimize that. And I hope everybody realizes that it's not minimized at all. I do feel we're going to get some things. I think they're going to come down the pike a little bit later so that people fight it less. I think there's more conditioning going on here. I really do. And as the scare tactics come, we get an idea that government saves us. People actually buy that. And it just keeps going. So... every other year, every 2 years, you know, we're seeing one of these big, huge things in the news. It's kind of like the Malaysia guy that did the study that said 2.5 months at least, you're going to see it in the news continuously. And there's going to be lots of disinformation and real information. I like John Rappaport's take in comparing it to all the rest that I've ever discussed on the radio. Same exact thing. They all pan out about the same. Money's always allocated, number one. Fear is always brought by the headlines because the news agencies reap profit off of that. But they also get us to believe that government's going to help us. And manufactured outbreaks. I absolutely think that we'll be seeing a manufactured outbreak before we ever see something real that happens. Not that that wouldn't cause millions of deaths too, but I'm just saying that at the root of that, I think there's a lot of people out there that catch on that this is a manufactured thing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
It's a Hebrew word.
What's that?
Kosher?
Uh-huh.
You've heard that word before?
I have, yes.
It's about food purity.
Mmm. Food
now, see,
purity.
This goes back to the market, right?
Yeah, it sure does. It sure does. A lot more tighter controls.
You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back in the Black Death days, mm-hmm. Black Plague.
Mm-hmm.
The Hebrews were very intolerant of vermin, so they didn't get sick as much.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's like, "Oh, you guys are doing something bad."
Right.
But it's just basic sanitation.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
it's basic sanitation.
Stuff.
Yeah.
The Bible is so simple.
It is, isn't it? It is. It lays it out perfectly.
No.
Whoops. Thank you for that. Let me just say this. There is a lot of hype, and there's going to be a lot of hype on this because everybody, I think, that has read the Bible in their lifetime will worry about this at some degree. We all do, and I get it because I'm one of you. I understand, right? At the same time, we have to identify the slow trickle of being manipulated as well. And this has been a slow trickle of that. There's a lot of people, even in the media, that usually will spend some pretty good stuff out, truth-wise, that are really falling for this. I honestly think something will come, but I don't think yet. I think that a lot more will be done in the way that they're doing it right now. I think that deaths will be real. You'll see some deaths because there's, I mean, look at how many deaths come just because of the flu. Just because of the flu. So we don't talk about that on a regular basis. Why? Because people would tune out. They do much better with a mysterious new illness that usually is coming from China, to be honest with you, that we're afraid to get over here, that we think is going to wipe out 65 million of us overnight. And I do think that day, I think those days will come, but I think it'll come in different ways. I really do. And on this, I just wanted to kind of slice through some of the stuff out there because there is so much stuff. I mean, this is just it's getting insane. It's getting out of hand. So anyway, 19 patents of coronavirus since, different variations since 1984. I'll be right back. Got a great guest. I'll be right back talking about human trafficking too. And then a great message to wind the show up with. I hope we can do our homework on this, take it down a notch, and really, really look at what's actually going on instead of all the fear-driven headlines, too. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.